11.1, first question. Technique of self-remembering seems easy for me than witnessing. Are they both lead to same goal?
They both lead to the same goal, but the technique of self-remembering is harder. Longer. And dangerous. Only very few people in the whole history of mankind have attained to enlightenment through the technique of self-remembering. Many have tried but utterly failed. It looks easy, the reason is because your self-remembering is not going to be self-remembering, it will be your ego remembering. That's why it looks easy. You don't know the distinction of the self and the false self. The false self is our ego. And the ego is very subtle, very cunning, and tries in every way to pretend to be the real self. That's why in the beginning it will look easier than witnessing. Because in witnessing there is no place for the ego. From the very beginning, the ego is avoided. In witnessing, the ego cannot enter, but in self-remembering, there is every possibility of the ego pretending to be yourself. Then the more you will practice, the more your ego will become stronger. If somebody wants to travel on the path of self-remembering, he needs a master absolutely. He cannot move alone. Because he cannot make a clear-cut distinction what is false and what is true. He knows only the false. He is not acquainted with his true being. Unless he is under a very rigorous master, it will be very difficult to create a separation between the ego and the self. It is possible, few people have attained through self-remembering. One of the great masters of this age, George Gurdjieff, used the method self-remembering. But you have to be aware that not a single person of his disciples became enlightened. And he was one of the most perfect masters. But the problem is that the ego and the self are so close and so similar that whatever you think is yourself is most probably in 99% cases just your ego. The master's function is absolutely necessary on this method because he has to destroy your ego. And he has to be hard, harsh, unless he destroys your ego, self-remembering is going to lead you not to enlightenment, but to more darker spaces of being. It will strengthen your ego more. You will become a very strong ego, very assertive. In any ordinary field of life, you will be very successful. You can become an Adolf Hitler. You can become a Joseph Stalin. Stalin is not his real name. It was given to him because he was such a strong man. Stalin means man of steel. But these people are not a benediction to humanity. They are a curse. If they had not been there, man would have been in a far better space, in a far better consciousness. So if you feel that it is easier for you, then be very careful. I will still suggest that witnessing may be difficult in the beginning, but is the most safe method without any dangers, cannot lead you anywhere else than towards enlightenment. So even it can be practiced without master. And I would like to give you something in which you are not to be dependent on somebody else. How long you have lived, how many lives? In all these lives, you may have come across many saints, many masters, but where have you reached? Your darkness is the same, your unconsciousness is the same. Perhaps they all gave you methods, but the methods were such that they needed constant supervision. Those methods are called school methods, that you have to enter into a monastery, live in a monastery, function under a strict discipline, then perhaps you may be able to achieve something from a school method. And there are such monasteries. In Europe, there is one monastery in Athos. It is 1,000 years old. There are almost 3,000 monks inside the monastery. Anybody who wants to become a monk in that monastery has to decide that he can enter in, but only his dead body will go out. If there is such a commitment, only then a person is accepted or not. Once a person enters Athos, you will never see him till he is dead. This is a school for absolute self-remembering. But you cannot enter the whole world into monasteries. Who will take care of these monasteries? Hence, my preference is use a method which keeps you free from any commitment, from any dependence, which keeps you in the world and yet not of the world. Witnessing is the most simple and the most infallible method. It is the essence of all meditations. Even in self-remembering, finally it is witnessing. But at a later stage, when you have dropped the ego, and if you start looking inside yourself, you can understand what I am saying. Can you see your ego and self separately? You simply know one thing, that is I. You don't know two things. That I is the ego, and that ego is capable of nursing itself through anything. Ego has its ways. To fulfill itself, even in situations where it should be settled, so beware of it. Self-remembering can be done only in a school where 24 hours you are devoting to the discipline. Because it is the moment you remember yourself while walking, you remember I am walking. Then walking is no more natural. It becomes divided. You are separate and the walking is separate. Walking is a simple process. But in the life you are doing thousand and one things which are very complex. If you are going to remember yourself while using a machine, remembering yourself while driving a car, it can be very dangerous because your whole focus is in remembering yourself. You can commit an accident which can be dangerous to you, which can be dangerous to others. Life has its own wisdom. Body has its own wisdom. For example, you try one thing and you will understand me what I mean. You have been eating every day your whole life. But you have never thought about it, that what happens to the food when it goes down your throat. You forget about it. Don't forget about it. Just for 3 days. Try to remember that the food has gone in. Remember that the food is being digested, that juices, chemicals and other things are coming in from different directions and the food is getting mixed with them and the food is being transformed into different things. It is becoming blood, it is becoming your flesh, it is becoming your bones. In 3 days' time, you will have such a disturbed stomach, you cannot imagine. It will take at least 3 months to get it back to its normal stage. You are not needed to remember it. It knows its function. And it does its function perfectly well without your remembering. That's why when you are sick, it is better to rest. Because the body needs that you are asleep. So it can work better without any disturbance from you. You must have heard the famous story about a centipede. A centipede has 100 legs. That's why it is called centipede, satpadi. And for centuries, centipedes have been in the world walking perfectly well, no problem. Just one day, a rabbit became curious. He saw a centipede. He tried to count his legs. He said, "My God, 100 legs! How he manages to remember which one to put first?" Which one to put second? If I had 100 legs, the rabbit thought, I will get entangled and I will fall immediately. I cannot walk at all. This centipede is doing a miracle. He said, Uncle, Uncle, just wait. I have a question, if you don't mind. Centipede said, there is no hurry. I was just going for a morning walk. You can ask your question. He said, my question is simple. You have 100 legs. Centipede said, 100? In fact, I have never counted. And it will be too difficult for me to count them. But if you say, then perhaps I must be having. The rabbit said, my curiosity is that how you manage to walk with such a train of 100 legs, how you manage which one to put first, then follows the second, then the third, then the fourth. Centipede said, I have never thought about it. I will try, just now I will try here. And then and there he fell on the ground and he called the rabbit and he said, you idiot. Never ask another centipede such a question. Otherwise, centipedes will die. We cannot live with this curiosity. I have been doing perfectly well up to now. And just as I started becoming alert, what leg is going when, as I started remembering 100 legs, my mind got very much puzzled. Self-remembering is a school method. And a school method means you are in a safe monastery, not working anything that can be dangerous. Otherwise, you are remembering working in a factory, working in a carpentry shop, and trying to remember. You are bound to get into the same position as the centipede. I don't want anybody to get into any trouble in the name of spirituality. Hence my suggestion is again just pure witnessing. No question of I. And that too very playfully, not seriously. With a sense of humor. If you forget, there is no harm. Whenever you remember, again you start. You will be forgetting many times. You will be remembering many times. There is no question of guilt. It is human. But slowly, slowly, bigger and bigger gaps of witnessing will arise in you. And as the gaps of witnessing become bigger, your thoughts will become smaller, in quantity lesser. The moment your witnessing comes to certain times at a peak, with a crystal clarity, the thoughts will simply disappear. You will be in an absolute silence. Whatever you are doing will not be disturbed by your silence, but on the contrary, your workmanship, your creative effort will be enhanced. If you are making statues or painting or playing music with such a mad mind, with all kinds of thoughts running in, and you can still manage to create beautiful music, just think, a silent mind, how much more deeper and higher music you can create. The same applies to every area of life. I make it a point to be remembered that if your meditation is right, everything in your life will start falling into better shape. That is the only criterion. No need to ask anybody else. You can see yourself. Everything in your life will become better with your meditation. When your meditation is at its highest peak, all your efforts will have a beauty and grace and creativeness that you cannot imagine. That's why I say, don't divide spiritual life from the ordinary life. Don't create any division at all. Let this life remain one single whole. So if your consciousness changes, then everything that surrounds you also changes. I cannot think a man of meditation renouncing his wife. No. A man of meditativeness will love his wife more. Perhaps his love will become more and more purified, less and less sexual, more and more prayerful, but he cannot renounce her. That is ugly. Leaving a poor woman and escaping, that is not the work of a brave man. It suits to a coward, but not to a man who is meditating. That anti-life attitude has proved so poisonous that it has destroyed the whole beauty of human existence It has taken away the whole dignity of man. Hence, I still insist, even if you feel self-remembering easier, try witnessing. Even if though it is difficult in the beginning, it becomes very easy as you go ahead. Gautam Buddha has said that my teaching is bitter in the beginning, but sweet in the end.